What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go paper-tarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Other than just your speed, like, what is it do you think makes you such a big play threat? Like, what is it about you that enables so many long touchdowns in your career?
Yeah, I feel like I'm just dynamic, explosive. I feel like I'm just I get open 24/7. I think that's what you want in a receiver. And I feel like really with those three, you know, attributes, I think that's why I like separate myself from everybody else.
Have you done anything during the pre-draft process to specifically kind of fine-tune or round out your route tree? Because I think everyone talks about how good of a deep threat you are, but to add more to your game.
Yeah, definitely. Just really, really throughout the whole process of, you know, combine, pro day, that's really what I was working on. Just coming from a different system, just, you know, getting used to more complex routes. And, you know, I'm very capable of doing what I have to do. So I'm very confident in what I've done in my training and just can't wait to get to work.
Jalen, what's your thoughts on becoming a Giant?
Oh, yeah. Life-changing. You know, it was a dream to play here. I had a feeling I was going to come here, too. I had that feeling. I don't know why. But man, I'm just blessed to be here, blessed to be in this position, and I just can't wait to make the most of it.
Where do you think you slotted in terms of the wide receivers in this draft?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, good receivers out there in this draft. A lot of friends that I made over the time, just in, you know, the combine prep and pro day prep. But I'm very confident in myself and what my game is. I really believe, you know, I'm the best receiver in the draft. It doesn't matter where I was slotted at. But now I'm here. You know, I'm here in New York, and it's time to get to work.
What do you think about playing in New York and this kind of media market?
Yeah, you know, I never, you know, as far as being here today, I never been to New York, just as like visiting or just coming with family. So it's definitely something different. And being here with my family and just experiencing New York and seeing everybody, seeing the coaches and meeting some players here, man, it already feels like a family just already being here. And just like I said, just blessed for the opportunity, blessed to show what I can do and what I'm capable of.
Jalen, you ran a lot of routes at UT. What's your favorite position, X or the Z?
Really anywhere. You know, I'm not gonna, you know, come in here and say I only play slot or I only want to play outside. That's why I say I'm dynamic and explosive. You know, I want to play everywhere. You know, wherever coach wants me at, that's where I'm gonna play at, and I'm gonna do what I have to do.
You were talking last night about how you're putting on weight. Was that something that, how did you come to that? Have you been trying to put on weight even during college, or is that something, I'm going to the NFL, I need to get bigger? Just curious like that.
Just something where I just want to feel comfortable at. You know, I want to feel, when I play this season, I want to be at 190, and I'm right there at it. I'm very proud of what I've done in my prep as far as getting here and as far as my weight gain. But it's just a comfortable thing for me. Just want to be at that 190 spot when I come into the season.
How have you gone about doing that? Because I'm sure it's probably not easy for you necessarily.
Yeah,
so, like,
you know, for me, it's just consistency. You know, making sure you're eating the right things, making sure you have good eating habits, and making sure you're just consistent with your meal preps. I think that's the biggest thing for me.
What do you feel like you can do better at that weight than maybe a lighter weight?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely adds more confidence. You know, easier to catch the ball and contest the areas. People can't knock you off of routes. People can't knock you off of releases. Just a lot of things that can help you, especially playing in the NFL is going to be a little different. So, you know, knowing some players that's already at this league and just, you know, getting some of their advice and, you know, just trying to learn from, you know, the people here or wherever they're at and, you know, just try to build on that.
What's the best advice you've gotten from somebody so far who's in the league?
Yeah, you know, I'll say one of my closest friends, Valus Jones, plays for the Bears. you know, just told me, just, you know, make sure you're consistent in your meal prep. Because he was here when I was playing, you know, at Tennessee. So we were very close friends. Trey Smith, another guy who plays for the Chiefs, O-lineman. Just, you know, having communications with guys that has production in the league, that done something, and just learning from them.
How is playing, you're at 188 now, how do you feel different kind of playing at that weight than you did at 175? You mentioned contested catches, but I'm curious.
Yeah, you know, the crazy thing, I feel like I feel more explosive. I feel more explosive, definitely feel stronger for sure. And, it, you know, when I added more weight, it just, for me, it builds more confidence for me. So I'll say probably those things, the three things for me.
You ever study, like, you know, there's slender receivers who have had a lot of success, like DeSean Jackson, yeah. There's Devontae Smith. Mm-hmm. Have you ever studied guys like that? How do you think you can be successful in the same?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was big, very big on Devontae Smith at the Eagles. You know, I think he has a lot of capabilities I have, slender build, long arms, explosive, dynamic, you know, gets open 24/7. He's consistent in how he catches the ball. He's a consistent receiver and a guy that makes plays. And that's what I want to do. That's what I want to be when I come here.
What's the feeling like when, like, everybody knows you're fast, mm-hmm. but what's it like when they know you're fast, you line up, and then you still get them? Mm-hmm. Like, what's that feeling like?
Oh, that's the best feeling in the world. Yeah, that's the best feeling in the world, you know, just knowing you go out there and, you know, nobody can stop you. And that's kind of how I felt this season. So just really just building on from this season, learning from my mistakes this season and, you know, being ready for the big leagues.
As a vertical threat, which is, you know, what people call you, how can you see how that helps the whole offense? You know, this has a team with Saquon Barkley. There'll be somebody on the other end. You know, yep. When you line up outside or even in the slot and the defense knows this guy might be able to run by us.
Yeah, exactly.
What does it do, do you think?
Yeah, you know, when you have Barkley in the backfield and, you know, a lot of guys that we have on this team that's very, very, very good, you know, they can't really load the box. They can't go down there and just blitz the whole game. They're going to have to respect us. And that's really what I want to bring and add to the table. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Did you ever worry as you were gaining this weight that you may – have to lose a tick of that speed?
No, that speed's gonna stay with me. It's gonna stay with me, man. I was born with it.
When you look back and you have an opportunity to think about what that Alabama game did for you, you know, like obviously Joe Shane, the general manager, said he was standing there on the sideline, so it played a part in you being here. The Biletnikoff Trophy, I'm sure that was a big part of it. That game, people, you know, noticed. What do you look back at that game and take from it? And in retrospect?
Yeah, I'll just say my hard work. I'll say my hard work from the offseason. You know, just really, for me, I really grinded my offseason going into my junior campaign. And really, you know, after the Bama game, for me, that's what is expected. Like, I was expected to do that in my eyes. You know, when I have those opportunities, when coach trusts you and you want to be wide receiver one, those are the plays you have to make. That's the standard. So after the game, it was really expectation, but it was definitely something different. Like, it you know, probably changed my life. But, you know, at the same time, though, that's what football can do to you. You know, that's what it can bring. And that's why I take this sport so serious. You know, this is my life, and, I love the sport. I love the game. And I feel like with me just loving the game, loving mistakes I make or whatever, if I'm doing good or bad, just learning from it and, you know, getting better the next day, I think that's the biggest thing that I learned and, you know, just want to build on when I get here.
So that grinding, like, what was better about, you know, this past season's, you know, Jalin Hyatt than the previous years?
Yeah, I'll just say, man, I got serious with it. I got serious with it. Like, I started realizing that, you know, this right here is for me. You know, I had dreams of coming to the NFL. I had dreams of playing here when I was a little kid, playing basketball or football or running track. I had a dream come to football. Like, this, I knew it was going to come. So being here at this moment, you know, seeing all of y'all and seeing my parents here, it's a dream come true. You know, this is something that I've been dreaming of for a while.
Have the last 18 hours felt like a blur to you? Have you gotten any sleep?
You know, not really. It's been a roller coaster. You know, when I got drafted here to the Giants, man, I was so happy. I was so happy. My parents was happy. My family was happy who was with me. You know, it was a dream come true. And like I just, you know, now everything's aside, combine's done, you know, for me, draft is done, pro day's done, and now it's time to put in work. Now it's time to actually, you know, get down and grind and do what I have to do. And, you know, drafts, they traded, the Giants traded up to get me, and that's something I'll always remember, and I can't wait to go out and show out for them.
Jalen, you told us last night about that, I think, four-word text you got from Daniel Jones. Did that alone fire you up?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially when you have your QB1 texting you and say, are you ready? You know, I'm ready. You know, I've been waiting for this my whole life. So, like I said, you know, for me, I'm going to be an asset for him. That's what I want to be. I want to be a player where he can trust, somebody who's going to be a professional, somebody who's going to get open for him consistently, and that's what I'm going to do for him.
Some guys take it personal when they – slipped down a little bit farther than I thought. Did you take it that way? My other part of that is, were you in contact with Cedric at all during the whole thing, and how weird was it to go one right after the other?
Yeah, you never know with draft. You know, for me, I'm just blessed with the opportunity to be here. I think that's the biggest thing. I wasn't worried about if I was sliding up or down or whatever. I know for me, whatever team drafted me, you know, I knew what I was going to do. I knew what I was going to do. And Giants took me, traded up to get me. And that's something I'll never forget. And now, you know, now it's time to put in work. Now it's time to do what I have to do and make my name here. And, you know, with Ced, one of my closest friends, I wasn't testing him during draft, but I tested him after, you know, when he got picked up. And just proud of him, proud of what he has done and the success he had at Tennessee. And just can't wait to see what his future is like.
Is Daniel trying to get you out on the field like today or tomorrow?
We're gonna get on the field soon. I can tell you that. You know, I need to test him later. Go ahead and get the playbook down and go ahead and send me the playbook, and so we can go ahead and get things rolling. You know, I can't wait. I can't wait to. Like I said, Daniel Jones is a great quarterback. Then we all can. You know, we all know that, proving himself, and now it's time for me to prove myself to him. And you know, I can't wait for it.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.